T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:48 here on a Thursday. Three big things. Kansas gasoline prices up 2 cents a gallon over the past week. 10 cents cheaper than last year at this time. House begins testimony and first impeachment hearing in more than 2 decades. More testimony Friday. Wichita baseball team has a name. Wind surge. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Have a traffic accident out there. You're going to want to avoid the area. 61st Street North, 79th Street East. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 49 degrees. Clear and cool tonight. The overnight low 27. Friday sunny. Tomorrow's high up to 56. Now a cloudy sky. Northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. 37 degrees. Steve at 10 in the morning here. 6:49 on this Thursday morning. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Thanksgiving dinner this year, traditional turkey or some other main dish? Tofurkey or other plant-based alternative, 2%. Ringing in at 2%. Pork, 2%.
Okay.
Brisket gets 8% or other beef entree.
Let me guess.
Ham, 11%.
Yeah.
Turkey, 78%.
Gee, that's surprising.
Yeah, it's not too surprising. Today's new question, though. We got a new question on there. You got to go to the webpage to find it. The Wichita Wind Surge. Is this a good team name for our city?
I can tell you right now what they're going to say.
Choice is yes or no. Jed says we'll probably have some results here coming up in a few minutes to talk about that.
Yeah.
A wife saves her husband when he's attacked by an alligator.
This is House Call for Health. James Boyce and his wife were deer hunting in a swampy Florida wilderness. But instead of finding deer, a 10-foot alligator found Boyce clamping onto his leg.
And I'm just, oh my God, this is really happening.
Boyce got free by hitting the gator with his shotgun, but it got him again on his foot.
Blood just went...
Bleeding profusely, about to lose consciousness, Boyce told his wife, Teresa, to use her belt to make a tourniquet.
I said, stand on my thigh and tie it high as you can.
With poor cell service, it took hours for Teresa to get help. Boyce was taken to St. Mary's Medical Center in West Palm Beach.
For me, that was the first alligator bite that I've actually treated.
Surgeon Jorge Vega went to work.
He had a significant soft tissue injury to his right leg.
The wounds were not critical, and thanks to the tourniquet, Teresa Boyce was able to be grateful.
I still have my husband.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A reluctance to take money out of the house. Don Grant, CFP,
yes.
The money tracker with us.
I'm not talking about leaving without your wallet.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We're talking about, like, taking money. Well,
oh, okay.
You know, Steve, your home is probably the second largest investment you'll ever make. Hopefully your retirement account is bigger than the equity that you have in your house. And just before the real estate bubble popped, remember back in 08 and 09?
Yeah, you bet.
Many Americans were using the equity that they had in their house to pay for kids' college tuition, home improvements, and vacations, and everything else. Well, that's changed. In the years leading up to 2008, explosive housing sector inflation seemed like it would never end. Home equity loans were given out like candy, and we had a sugar rush till the castle crashed. Borrowers remember that pain. New York Fed data shows that home equity loans comprised about 5% of the nation's banking assets in 2009. Now they account for less than 2%. Less borrowing against the home equity isn't because there's less equity to tap into. Homeowners have a collective $6.3 trillion of real estate equity available to borrow against as of this summer, according to analytics firm Black Knight. In 2009, the collective home equity was less than half of that, about $2.9 trillion. Now, it's not just painful memories from that recession that's keeping borrowers from tapping their homes for consumer spending. The cost of home equity debt is much higher now than it was back then. Many of the equity lines of credit are tied to the prime rate, which is now at about 5%. Informa Financial Intelligence reports the average variable home equity loan is at 6.4% as of September. But a troubling new trend may be emerging. The average fixed rate loan that has hovered around 4%, that's more than 2% less than home equity borrowing. To tap some equity from the home, the industry seeing is fewer second mortgages, those are the home equity lines, but J.D. Powers reports that they are seeing an uptick in cash-out refinancing, particularly through online lenders. It's not as great because then you're paying it off for whatever the term of the loan is as opposed to the term of a short-term HELOC. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
All right, Don, we've got some preliminary results from the Steve and Ted poll question.
Let me guess.
On our webpage, the Wichita Wind Surge, is this a good team name for our city?
Overwhelmingly.
Dad, what have we got so far?
Oh, well, right now it's running 67% to 33%, no to yes. So,
yeah,
so no 67, yes 33, about, what is that, 2-1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
going to be
higher. I thought it would
that.
Be higher than that. It's people opposing it, but there you go.
Huh. The
remember is, we've got the logo out there in time to get all the apparel in the stores and on the web pages, just in time for Christmas
exactly.
Shopping coming up.
Gee, yeah. I wonder how they time that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coincidental, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get some gratis apparel coming around here, right, Dad?
Oh,
get some baseball caps, things for the guys on the air. Because
socks.
Some socks. Some Surge socks.
Proudly wear your Surge socks. Yeah.
All right, today is on a serious note.
Tank
today
tops.
Today is National Pickle Day.
Tube tops.
May it be a dill, a gherkin, a brined, a kosher dill, whichever is your choice. Eat them all day long. The pickle. We celebrate the pickle day.
Okay.
Are you gherkin guys? What are you?
I am a dill pickle guy all the way.
Dill?
Sweet pickles,
I don't like sweet
should
pickles.
Not be allowed.
What about it, Ted?
I'm not a pickle guy.
I didn't think that's because
you don't like pickles?
That's
no,
a vegetable.
Not really.
He's not.
Pickles on a peanut butter and butter sandwich? Excellent.
No,
with lettuce.
I can't imagine a cheeseburger without pickles, though.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
I went to Deli Day on Sunday, and there were pickles on the table.
You know, I miss
it. Everybody else was
one.
Enjoying it except me.
I miss that every year.
Where's Deli Day?
Over at Congregation Emmanuel here.
Oh, that's right.
Central
that's
and,
right.
Yeah,
that's
Central
right.
Woodlawn.
I drove by there. I should have stopped
oh, man.
In there.
Tasty.
It is good.
I miss it every year. Next time they have it, maybe they should send me a personal invitation. What do you think?
Yeah.
Do
am I that important? Probably not. Okay.
Oh, you are. Come on.
No,
Tim
not.
Norton was there.
Well,
our former boss Tim Link was there.
Tim Link.
And I boy, wasn't
I
there.
Years.
All right. National Pickle Day. Enjoy it.
Wow.
6:56. Steve and Ted coming up at 7:00. Top of the hour. All the news with Steve and Ted. We'll talk about the new name for the baseball team. We'll talk about day one of impeachment hearings. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.